please welcome a new one to Slowly Out, John Brotzman.
Thanks for having me. Home sweet home. I've been thinking about that and what that means. I think it's not about sticks and mortar and shingles and electrical outlets. It's about the experiences and the people that make home sweet home. It's about the meals, the taste, the smells, the rustling of the leaves, the fear of the crackling leaves. What's happening? Is that a burglar? Is somebody trying to get in? All of those adventurous, anxiety-causing thoughts of my youth and of my family. So go with me, if you will, to my home sweet home. And it's a beach bungalow. And I'm not sure if we chose it or it chose us. It was hand-built in the 1900s. Brick pathway, flagstone, railroad ties, charming barbecue on the left side under this ancient orange tree that had the most delicious oranges. And in my 6 years of age, I climbed a ladder and started painting the leaves green and wanted to meld with this tree. I was in love with it. My nose was green. My forehead was green. I climbed this tree. It supported my friends. It fed us all. And it was a charmed life for a long time until around 12 years of being in this place and devouring berry cobbler from the garden in the alley. My mom wanted a man, and my dad didn't know what that meant or was unable to get there quick enough for her, and the family split apart. And I was 12 years old, and I was confused and angry and didn't know what to do. And so this is around the 80s, and the solace for me was my friends. And it was a hodgepodge of misfits and ne'er-do-wells and highly creative fruit-gathering skateboarders and surfers. And our place was the center. Our place was the epicenter for all creative plannings and our neighborhood forays. And there was Skardong, there was Dagwood, there was Screppy, there was Beard, there was myself, Johnny Bravo, Rateno, Bratzy, a whole myriad of names. And that was how we communicated, was in this squiggling, meandering, truncating language that would be, what's up, you know, what's up, Screp, Screppy, Hep, Hep, Heppy, Heppelburgers, Count Hepula. It just, we'd morph everything into something new, and we had friends who had older brothers, and they had cars, and we stole lumber and built a half pipe in the front yard. And again, you talk about a home sweet home. There's no such thing as a home sweet home without a half pipe in your front yard. And a mother who would allow this this craziness, this youthful exuberance to not be squelched, but to do tail taps at 12 feet on some rickety, screwed together extreme sport ghetto by a bunch of 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds building with power tools. The drop-in was from an ancient treehouse by my long-gone dad, where it was a 1.5-foot piece of plywood, and you held onto the treehouse, and it would squeak and wobble as you dropped in. This piece of land was baptized by the McNally brothers, who were this hodgepodge of troll and urethane put together in some cataclysmic divine skate, surf, sand, kissed duo. The baptism of that ramp with Alexi McNally flying out doing aerials when Tony Hawk was about 14 years old. I can remember Byron McNally doing a nose wheelie down the Coast Highway, screaming late at night and thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that's Byron McNally going down the yellow line of the Coast Highway, chased barefooted with no clothes. Well, he had shorts on. Alexi McNally, you forgot your hat. Like, what does that have to do with anything? But that was the crew. That was the home. That was the place where I was born, where I came from, that spawned me, that conditioned me, that grew me up to be the energized, creative creature that I am. And this home, this place for so much love and care, again, imbued by my mom. She was an amazing, giving, caring, loving woman who would fill the refrigerator in the morning for it to be emptied at night. The locusts of Jasmine Street and North Laguna would just descend on our house. Hot water, towels, surfboard storage. She made a peach pie that the rule was just savor a slice. And we could get that slice down to like a half inch thick. Oh my gosh. And the relationship between my sister and I started off with a great animosity. She was 2 years older than me, and one day, I don't remember what it was about, but I punched her in the breasts, and it turned into this chasing fury. Out the window of the second story of our house, across the roof, grabbing onto the eucalyptus tree, sliding down into this corral of jade plant, again chasing into the back door, sliding on the wood steps, trying to make it up the stairs to the second story again, only to be stopped with a pencil in my back. Oh, the graphite, feeling it snap, and that was where I was humbled. I was a wild man, I was a hellion, and acting out in all sorts of ways. And that place contained me and grounded me, and there was Elwood and Duchess and Natabuddy, the cats that made that place home. Elwood, the most characteristic. He'd sit in a corner like a kind of lumped over Buddha, and just kind of greet you, just kicking back in the corner, sitting up like that. And again, my friends would walk in and they'd say, "How's it, Elwood? What's up, Birder?" Go over, give him a little scratch, and he'd just sit there. Like, it was his place. He was just hanging out. I learned about chores, and I learned about skill, and I learned about maturity there as well. Because being the hellion, rebel, angry creature that I was can only carry a person so far. I learned to focus there. My mom, for years, was telling me about organization and cleaning up my room. And at that point, I turned the corner and cleaned up my room. And from that point on, I've been a Republican. No, no, no. No, no, no. From that point on, I've been able to create my own home sweet home. Thank you very much.